Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If it had not been for Jesus on our side, where we would be. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to share with your people, to give them your word, God, the word that will change, the word that will heal, the word that will deliver, the word that will set free. And God, we give you all the praise, the honor, in Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Cross Cultural Church, because this is home for me. Hallelujah. I consider this my second home from Sweet Honey. I thank God for my big brother in the Lord, amen, who I have learned so much from, amen. Your own, amen, Pastor Walker. And I thank God for my sister, Ella Francine, amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for my queen, Renee Meeks, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for Cross Cultural Family. And I thank God for Sweet Honey in the Rock, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for my son, my grandson back there. Where you at, Cameron? Where Cameron? Hallelujah. Thank God for all of my niece and my little nieces back there too. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. You may be seated. I just want to say, I know through 38 years of standing, there have been some ups and downs. Amen. There's been some going through. But you know what? You stand the test. You stayed on the course. Amen. People left. People came. But you know what? Pastor Walker, I thank God that you stayed the course. I remember one time I was talking to him. I was telling him, I said, you know what, Pastor Walker, I just want to give up. He would not let me throw in the towel. And I talked to him, and amen, and he encouraged me, stay the course. It's going to get better. And just like he's told me, it got better. And I thank God for a friend, amen. And I don't think I told my wife, did I tell you about this baby? I didn't tell you about that? I did tell you. Because it got so tough until I just said, I just want to quit. Sometimes you be want to quit. Y'all don't know how hard it gets sometimes when you see things are not happening. And that's why you ought to pray for your leader. Pray for your leaders. Pray for them. Amen. They need prayer more so than you, because all the blows are going to come their way first. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank God for the name Cross Cultural Church. Amen. Because it reaches across all cultures. And when I was watching the video, I said, there go an Apostle Walker, reaching across all cultures, starting up works, ministering to all type of people. I mean, that was so touching. And he was so full of the Holy Ghost. He reminded me of Paul. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power unto salvation. And when I saw him going to all the different cultures and ministering and going forth and was so excited about the word of God, it just did something for me. You don't know, you have a great, great man of God. Amen. A great, great man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus, who believed in speaking the word of God. Amen. I'm not going to be before you very long, because I know some of y'all got to go to work. You're saying, Pastor, we need you to get to the word. All right, I'm going to get to the word. Okay, then, since I hear your hearts, we're going to go to the word. I'm going to be speaking out of the Message Bible tonight, and I'm going to read a few scriptures that really stood out to me. I'm going to start in Acts, the 17th chapter, one of y'all themes, verses, amen. I want to go there, and I do acknowledge all the ministers and the pastors, the apostles and teachers in the house of God. I acknowledge you tonight. Thank God, because without you being co-laborers of the gospel, we could not do our job. Amen. I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse, the 24th verse, amen, Acts the 17th chapter. And as it read, the God who made the world, everything in it, this master of the sky and land, does live in customs made shrine. I need the human race to run errands for him, as if he couldn't take care of himself. He made every creature. The creatures don't make him, starting from scratch. He made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable with plenty of time and space for living, so we could seek after God. He made it with plenty of space so we could seek after God and not just group around in dark, but actually find him. He doesn't play hide and seek with us. He's not remote. He's near. We live and move in him. Can't get away from him. Oh, I love that. Can't get away from him. One of your posts said, in its well, whether God created well, if we are the God creatures, it doesn't make a lot of sense to think he couldn't hire a sculptor to chisel a God out of stone for us, doesn't it? Now, at this dispensation of time, Paul was talking to a group of people that really got on his nerves. Let me just say it. Paul, because he said that y'all are worshiping stones and y'all really get into y'all religion. Because when they begin to worship these things, the Epicureans and the Stoics, when they begin to worship these things, Paul, he was talking to them. He said, y'all really get tied up into what you're doing. What do God, you worshiping a stone that was made by your hands. You know, that's a sad thing, that we got to worship some that were made by our hands. But the true and living God, amen, he don't need us to make him. He don't need the creatures that he created, amen, to make him. Ain't that something? Listen, people worship cars, they worship idols, they worship different things, but those things can't do you no good. When you get sick, when you get down and out, and when you need healing, you need a God that can be touched with your infirmities. Hallelujah, Jesus. And one thing about Paul discovered early, amen, about the gospel. He discovered early about the gospel, amen, that he said, this is the gospel, the power that leads to salvation. He discovered, because he realized that this gospel had power backing it. Amen. Had power backing it, amen. And once you get to know Jesus, you'll know the kind of power that you have in reserve. Amen. That's why the Bible let us know that at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Paul got to know Jesus, and we have to get to know Jesus, because, listen, we are not just talking about a name. We're talking about something that Jesus did. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and laid down his life. And after laying it down, he picked it back up again. You tell me if he ain't a bad man. He laid it down and then he picked it back up again. And then he told the human race, he's all power in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you know Jesus, he'll shed blood. Jesus didn't sin. He didn't do no sin. There's people trying to say that Jesus had children in it, and they're trying to say that Jesus did all manner of things. But Jesus' blood was pure. That's why it was able to wash away the sins of the people. Amen. That's why it was able to cleanse the sin of the people. Because of his cleansing blood. Amen. And so many times, amen, we don't realize, amen, that all that goes into Jesus, when you just study Jesus, he had temptation just like we did. But you know what? He withstood the temptation because he understood his mission was far greater than giving in. Notice the first thing, when he went on a 40-day fast and came off, the enemy came and tried to tempt him and tried to get him to bow down. But you know what, Jesus, he understand the course that he was on was far greater than him giving in to temptation. Could you imagine the enemy telling you something he's going to give to you and it already yours? What the enemy tells you, he said, you know what? I give you this if you bow down and worship me. It's already yours. Jesus already took the keys from the enemy, already took everything from him, and then he's telling you to bow down and worship him, and it's already yours, because if it's Jesus, Jesus say, I give it to you. Hallelujah. Healing, one thing that I learned early, healing is the children's bread. I am a child of God. That's my bread. I deserve to be healed. And you know, a few weeks ago, I got sick. And I said, Lord, I ain't never been sick like this before. What's going on, God? And I know I was getting close, approaching 60, you know. I said, well, I guess this is what I'm going to have to go through. I'm getting close to 60 now. I'm going to have to go through this. So I begin to ask the Lord, because when something happened to me, I don't ask nobody. I begin to ask God, what's going on here? I ain't been sick like this before. But when I got sick, it was something that I had did. I took my wife on a date, you know. I wanted to, you know, Pastor Walker, I wanted to flex and show my muscles. I put on my polo shirt, my blue polo shirt, and short sleeves. It was warm and everything. And so I said, okay, baby, I'm going like this. I said, I was deaf. I was feeling good. And I was spry. Had a quick step, too. And so I said, baby, we going to go see the movie Black Panther. So we went out to saw the movie Black Panther. And the movie ran a little later, and we didn't get a chance to go back home. And I didn't have on, we had a meeting at the church. I didn't get a chance to go back home. I was thinking about, I'll get a chance to go back home and get a coat and put on. But it got cold at night. And so I had to go outside in the parking lot a few times and come back in. And so as I was doing it, I caught the flu. I got so sick until I couldn't believe it. I said, God, wait a minute, God, you're supposed to keep me healed. And the Lord was teaching me a lesson. He said, son, you got to cover up. He was letting me know, son, you got to cover up and protect yourself. You can't do like you used to do when you was 35 and when you were 40 years old. You got to cover up. So I learned a valuable lesson, amen, cover up. And my nieces had never saw me sick before, and my wife was saying, Will, what's wrong with you? You ain't never been sick. What's going on? And then something else started hurting me. My hips started hurting me. I was like, oh, my Lord. My hips started hurting me. She said, Will, you're just breaking down. So another thing started hurting me. After that, I got over that. Then my foot started hurting. I said, oh, my Lord Jesus. My foot started hurting. But you know what? Through it all, God brought me through. I still give him the glory. I still give him the praise, because he is the one that healed my body. Amen. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't want to go to the doctor and had got dehydrated. My son had said, Daddy, you dehydrated. You need to drink some Gatorade. I said, boy, that Gatorade do the work, don't it? I was walking upstairs. I could walk from here to those speakers, and I'd be out of breath. I'd be so out of breath. I said, baby, rest a minute. And before now, we just went to the movie a few weeks ago. I was just walking, moving fast and stepping fast. And I got to those steps and I had to wait before I go up the steps. But it didn't realize what was going on in my body. But you know what? That's why we have a Savior that knows everything about us. He know how to heal us. He know how to protect us. He know how to keep you in a time of trouble. And that's what I love about the Lord. And listen, the key verse is Revelation. I love this scripture that y'all picked out for the conference. I love it. Revelation 5 and the 9th chapter. 9th verse, I'm sorry. Revelation 5. I love it, what it says. Let me start at the 6th verse. It says, so I look, and they're surrounded by the throne, animals and elders, was a lamb slaughtered, but standing tall. So I looked around the throne, and I saw a lamb slaughtered, but standing tall. Seven horns he had, and seven eyes, and seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. He came to the one seated on the throne and look and took a scroll from his hand. The moment he took the scroll, the four animals and the 24 elders fell down and began to worship the Lamb. Each had a harp and each had a bowl, a gold bowl filled with incense, the prayers of the holy people, and they sang a new song. Worthy, worthy, take the scroll, open its seals, slain, paid in blood. You bought men and women, bought them back from all over the earth, bought them back for God. Then you made the kingdom of priests for God. Priests, kings to rule over the earth. When I looked at that, I began to look at what Jesus had did. He went and took his own precious blood. You know, the saints used to sing a song years ago, the precious blood of the Lamb. They used to sing a song, it's power in the blood of the Lamb. It's because his blood was not tainted with anything. His blood was pure, and his blood was able to buy us back from the redemption of sin that the enemy had put up on mankind. He brought back all men and women all over the world, all over the country. And I think about how he shed his blood with no second thought. And I think about when he was about to go to the cross, amen. He said, this cup is bitter. But you know what? He knew what God's plan was from the foundation of the world. God's plan was to shed his son's blood and buy us back. That was the plan from the foundation of the world, because we was going to get off course. How many of you ever saw your children get off course? You know, took them to church, you took them, amen. But you're not to give up on them. Just like God didn't give up on us, you are not to give up on your seed. If you give up on them, who else do they have? They don't have nobody else. And that's why when you have a son, a daughter, a grandchild, or whoever it may be, when you're praying for them, keep on praying. Because if you believe your prayer, it changes things. Keep on praying, and you'll find out after a while, they'll begin to change. Amen. And I'll never forget, I was talking to this pastor years ago, and she said, my husband, amen, he wasn't a saved man, but you know what? I was praying, and it looked like the more I prayed, the more he got worse. He just act worse. He just stayed out worse, amen. And when she made him, she said, I'm not praying for him no more. He ain't going to never change. And the man came to her and said, you know what? I was thinking about giving my life to the Lord. He said, I was thinking about, and she realized then that her prayers was working. See, a lot of time your prayer is working behind the scene. You can't see it with the natural eye. But you got to know in the spirit that God is answering your prayer because you're a child of God. And God is working on your child. God is working on your husband. He's working on your wife. But you got to know it in your knower, down in your gut. I know, Lord, you said, if I pray and call on your name, and believe in your name that you will heal a situation. And as you pray, God will fix it. He will fix it. But you got to stay consistent in prayer. You got to stay consistent in faith. You got to stay consistent in believing that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. Diligently follow his word. And this woman said, she went back to praying. Her husband got saved. He came into fellowship with the Lord. And she said, it got sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And it's the same way what the enemy does. He wants the people to look at the natural. Many times cross-cultural, if Pastor Walker had just looked at the natural with his eyes, he probably would have threw in the ring long time ago. But he realized that he was not in a spiritual walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. See, if you start walking by sight, you'll get off course. But your faith is all, your faith walk is always stronger than your sight walk. Hallelujah. I threw that in there for free. Your faith walk is always stronger than your sight walk. Because your sight walk always be filled with emotions. You get emotional, upset by what you see. You can't handle it. But your faith walk will tell you what the word of God said. He said, as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. I'm not walking by what I see. I'm walking by what I believe. I believe this word of God. I believe it saved me. I believe it's going to save my household because the word of God said, I'm going to save your household. And the Lord said, put me in remembrance of my word. You don't have to remind God of nobody else's word but his word. And he's going to be faithful to perform that word for you and your family. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when I was thinking about Jesus, how Jesus did not stir off course. You know why he didn't stir off course? Because he understood his mission. You know, a person that has a mission is a dangerous person. You hear me? Just think. When you have a mission, I'm going to see my household saved. I'm going to see my family saved. I'm going to pray until change coming. All the little bandits that you see in them ain't nothing but where you used to act anyway. When you see them, be real with yourself. I look at my sons. I say, you know what? I say, I see me. That's me right there. I remember when I used to carry on like that. I used to act like that. But you know what? It's a part of you and all of your kids. And you have to face it. God changed you. What make you think he can't change your child? He can change your children the same way, but it's going to take you not giving up on them. I don't care what my kids do. I'm going to keep praying for them. I don't care. I'm going to keep praying for them because after a while, it may not be me. God may send another laborer in their path and witness to them. But you know what? The job going to get done because I'm praying and talking to the one that can do something about it. When you talk to God, he's the one that can do something about your situation. He's the only one that will do something about it. So I'm encouraging you tonight, cross cultural, sweet honey. I'm encouraging you tonight, take it to God in prayer. And I want to let you know, when you take it to God in prayer, leave it there. Don't start speaking the negative. We'll start back to speaking the negative over. You know what? He still ain't changed. He's still acting up. Baby, you just started all back over again. See, your sight walk and faith walk is two different things. Either you're going to believe your sight walk or you're going to believe your faith walk. I'd rather believe my faith walk. Because my faith walk is greater than my sight walk. My faith walk is hinging on the word of God. And one thing that I know about God, he's faithful. He's faithful to the end, amen. Always have been and always will be. So you got to walk by faith and not by sight. And I think about Paul. Let me go back to Paul. Here it is, this man. He is talking to the Epicureans. He's talking to these different people. You know what? If anybody had an opportunity to give up, it should have been Paul. This man had been shipwrecked. He'd been stoned. He'd been beaten. And not only that, a viper not bit him. A snake bit him. I mean, this man that went through all kind of persecution, put in jail, beat with a whip. But you know what? Paul had got full of the gospel. He said, this gospel is so powerful, it changes lives, it delivers people, it heals people, it set them free. I am going to stay with what I'm doing. It's far greater and better for you that I stay with what I'm doing. He was committed to what he was doing. We, the church, we ought to be committed to praying for people. You may not be able to get out there and witness, but you can pray for them, amen. You can pray for your neighbor. You can love your neighbor, amen. And this is a love walk, as I have discovered. This is a love walk. The Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but what? Love. So I owe you love. I got to show you love because Jesus showed me love by going to the cross and dying on my behalf and on your behalf. Jesus showed us that kind of love. And so it's our job to show love. Amen. And when I was looking at the film and I began to look at Pastor Walker, I said, man, I said, this man was so bold back in the day. You know, I grew up in the SIP, you know, I wanted to stay close in the States. I didn't want to go all those other places. But I began to look at the bold and the mission that God had put on his life. He didn't mind going overseas to other cultures ministering because he knew he had a word that was going to change lives, that was going to deliver them and going to set them free. So he was bold. And let me tell you something. When you got the goods, people, you ain't got to be afraid. You can be bold because the God that you serve, amen, he dwells on the inside of you. He dwells on the inside of you. He's waiting on you to speak his word. He's waiting on you to say his word out of your mouth. And when you begin to say the word of the Lord out of your mouth, then that's when things change, amen. That's why he said, remind me of what I said to you. Remind me, put me in remembrance of my word. And a lot of times we won't put him in remembrance of his word because we don't know his word. We don't take time out to read his word. I tell my people at Sweet Honey and Rock, I said, we ain't got no excuses now. I said, they got these cell phones, these smartphones, got these iPads. They got the Bible where you can buy the Bible and it'll read the word to you. What excuse do you have now? You used to be able to say, I can't read that well. Only thing you got to do is turn the Bible on. It'll start, it's on your phone now. The Bible app is on your phone. Just turn it on. It'll read to you. You go to Psalms, it'll read it to you. And whatever version you wanted to get it in, you can get it in a Message, NIV, King James, whatever version. You ain't got no excuse now. Because God wants the word to get on the inside of you. Because when the word get on the inside of you, that's what changes you. That what deliver you. That what cause you to talk another talk and speak another language. Because why? The word is on the inside of you. I used to be negative, but now I'm more positive. Because why? The word now changed me on the inside. That's why you get the word. That's why you need to read the word each and every day. I know cross culture read the word every day. I know Sweet Honey and the Rock, they read the word every day. I'm talking to the folks that ain't got here yet. You have to take time out for God. Seek him early in the morning. I found out something about seeking God early in the morning. You know what's so good about seeking him early in the morning? It is so quiet and peaceful. It is so peaceful when you seek God early in the morning. He'll speak back to you, amen. And you will have no doubt when he speak to you. But you know, I'm from, I'm from Mississippi. I always like a confirmation, you know. I said, Lord, if you talking to me, show it to me in your word. Lead me right down the word. You have to know the word now. You got to have some on the inside of you in order for him to lead you. But one thing that I do know, Cross Country and Sweet Honey, he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He'll be with you to the end of the world. He'll be with you to the end of your life cycle. You know, I used to ask God why you heal some and why you don't heal others. You know what the Lord told me? That's my business. Sometimes you want to know a little bit too much. So when the Lord told me that, I just do like the Lord say, lay hands on the sick and believe him that they're going to recover. And it's up to God to do the rest. But one thing I know what the word says, he said, your faith will make you whole. Your faith. It can't be just a preacher laying hand on you. You got to have some faith on the inside of you, believing God yourself as well. Amen? And this word will give that to each and every one of us. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this 38 years of cross-cultural standing and preaching and declaring your word, not just here in Lithonia, Georgia, or the United States, but around the world. And Lord, we thank you for the souls that you are going to continue to cause them to reach. And Lord, that you're going to equip them with the finance and everything that they need, God, and even the people, God, and I thank you for the man and woman of God that has been so faithful in trusting in your word and believing you, God, and that their love have been shown to many, their compassion have been shown to many. And Lord, I thank you for strengthening their bodies and continue to strengthen them as they continue on this course. And Lord, I thank you for a cross-culture family that is backing and standing with him, God, as they continue to stand with them. And you'll continue to bless and you'll continue to cause them to grow. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And Lord, I thank you for Sweet Honey the Rock Restoration Church that has been standing with me and my wife, God. And I thank you that you have strengthened them on every hand. God, that you'll continue to bless. You'll continue to deliver them, God, as they sow their seeds in your kingdom. And God, that you'll continue to provide for them. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And Lord God, we thank you that your word that goes forth from this Bible, God, that will continue to heal, deliver, and set the captive free, God. Open up the blinded eyes, God. And God, we give you glory and honor for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Give God some praise.